The bills would set up three review panels staffed with governor-appointed members overseeing MDEQ permitting and rules. Republican Senator Tom Casperson sponsored the bills. He says MDEQ rules have been too restrictive because they aren't tempered by industry insight.
It's been a pattern of, if I don't have any skin in the game, I don't care what it costs, what the rule costs, I don't care what it costs, we're just going to impose it. We're trying to find the middle spot here that we put some, what we would say, some balance into this thing, and we just think it's been out of balance for a while.
Environmental groups, however, contend that giving veto powers on rules over to industry groups meant to be regulated is not a good idea. James Clift is with the Michigan Environmental Council, which opposes the bill. He says having industry input isn't a bad thing on its own.
You know, we can see making sure that you get kind of proper input from the regulated community. But this whole idea that you would give them final authority is a step too far.
The bills also give private sector groups a means for reviewing denied permits if they feel they were wrongfully denied. The bills currently await a vote on the Senate floor. I'm Ben Thorpe, WCMU News.